Let's hold our heads together and say this was our Father. In the name of Jesus, we welcome the revelation of God's Spirit as we study on brother the law and our brother the duty. We are well informed and we walk in the light of the written word. We are edified, even as Jesus is glorified in our midst, in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We are looking at the brotherly, is it brotherly ministry now? Okay, the brotherly duty. Okay. I have several names. Brotherly love, brotherly duty, brotherly. But I guess brotherly duty is the major one. Hallelujah. So let's round it up today. I'm going to round it up because we have a believer's convention in 3 weeks' time. Hallelujah. Oh, sorry, in 4 weeks' time, but 3 weeks to prepare for believer's convention. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Matthew 28. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority, use the word their power. That was a Greek word, exousia, authority. All authority has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. Say, go therefore, make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Hallelujah. Mark 16 from verse 15, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, he that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out devils, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. So they will lay their hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, watch that, everywhere, with the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Luke 24, for verses 45. And he opened ye their understanding that they might comprehend the scripture. He said, thus it is written, and thus it be old Christ to suffer the rights on the dead, he taught thee. And that repentance and remission of sins be preached in his name among all nations within that Jerusalem, and ye are witnesses of these things. Hallelujah. Amen. John 20. John 20, verses 23. When he had said this things to them, 22, he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit and remitted, and whosoever ye retain and retains. Hallelujah. So we say this will be the closing remark of Jesus within the 40 days. And he said, we looked at it and we said, it deals with discipleship and entering into discipleship, right? Right? And entering into discipleship. Hallelujah. Amen. I would say Paul summarized it to be 1 Timothy 2:4, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay. Said we'll have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Glory to God. Let's see. So, we said, leading men to be born again isn't enough. Right? It's not enough. I said, how many souls are doing? 10 souls, next week, 20 souls. Where are they? I don't know. No. It's not enough to get men saved. You have to go further to disciple men. That shows responsibility. That you only want a soul and a soul, that you only want someone, I don't want to use the word soul again, but the fact that you got someone saved doesn't make you responsible until you begin to train that one until you begin to disciple that one. Hope you're hearing me. Amen. You have to disciple it. Disciple that person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I tell you, you are much more responsible when you disciple men. It shows your love for the work of the ministry. Shows your love. Hallelujah. Amen.
It's either you disciple them or you take them to where they will be discipled, your local church.
Do you get that?
Amen. Effectively discipled. Hallelujah. So, we looked at Matthew 28, 20, that the primary responsibility, it says the primary way or the primary activity in discipleship is teaching.
I guess you're going to have a problem with this thing to record. It's talking about when it's owned by Asna, it can never work.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's on his way. So, it's possible to get our legs together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, the primary activity in discipleship is teaching. Hallelujah. Teaching. That you cannot know God on your own terms. No. You know God on God's terms. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. You don't get to know scriptures on your own accord. No. You are taught to know. You have been taught God's word so that you will know. You have been taught God's word so that you will read it and understand and teach others. So what you teach others is not what you conjure on your own. No. Amen. Amen. 2 Timothy 2:2, Paul says, the things which you've heard from me among many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men. 2 Timothy 2:2, who will be able to teach others also, who will be apt to teach others also. So therefore, we said your pastors and leaders in the church are given to you by God to teach you his word. Ephesians 4 verse 11. It says, from verse 10, from verse 11, it says, and they gave some to be apostles, some pastors, some evangelists, let me arrange it the way your Bible arranged it. He gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, say for the perfecting of the saints, Ephesians 4, 11 to 12, say for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Say, till we all come. Watch that. Ephesians 4. Till we all come to the unity of faith. And what does it call the unity of faith there? The unity of faith is not everybody will now be doing things together. Hey, let's come together. We have to walk. So the unity of faith is called the knowledge of the Son of God. That's what it calls the unity of faith. Go to God. Be taught. But for sin says that we be no more children. So that means you are taught to grow spiritually. You are taught to grow. So the reason for the local church is so that you will be groomed. You will be trained. And remember, I told you, training is not something you do on your own time. You can't say, I'm going for training. And call it. You can say, you are going for training. Stay 1 minute together. Okay, it is. No. Amen. Amen. So, where are we? Yeah, on your own terms.
Hallelujah. You can't train on your own terms. You are going to gym. No gym coach. You can't get to the gym. You saw what you will carry and your hand will block. Now when to carry plate. A gym like this. Who are you this season? Yeah? You know that? You know what you want to do? You want to do press up. And you know in your heart you can't do more than two. And that makes sense because you just do two. You stop at your feet. No. When it comes to training, you have to go beyond your measure. Ask training.
Nobody enjoy training. You endure training.
I said that to us last week. You endure it. And everybody is in the church. You endure being trained. You don't enjoy it. And I promise us that it is in next year on
what? Oh, past excitement stage. You enjoy it. That is why in the local church you will be rebuked. Amen. You will be corrected. It's part of the training. Amen. Nobody goes to join the military and they say, today we are going to roll inside mud. And they say, no sir. Can we just roll inside? Can we roll on top of instead of mud, sir, just give us bed, mattress. Let's just be rolling on mattress. You're not ready to be trained. Hallelujah. They bring out kondo. You know what it's called kondo? Kondo is the Greek word for a stick that RSM used to carry. And all the people say, sorry sir, Can you change the kondo? Rather, don't use kondo, sir. Use use small cane. No. You don't choose how you should be trained.
Hallelujah. I remember one day I was in Kenya like that. And somebody said, my father is a pastor. I said, my father is not a pastor.
So immediately, I'm a man of the word. They say yes, sir. I say no, sir. I'm not sure I was ready for that training. He said, on that city, I said, not my father, not my mother. So, he now reported me to the RSS. The RSS man said, not my mom was SSS. I went to the RSS. What did you say? Say, what did you say? What did you say?
Come over here! Ah! My father wanted me to be a ministry by every minute.
I went to...
He has gathered a lot of camel, all those people sew KDS clothes. I said, Daddy, don't bother, I don't sew anything.
They don't sew anything. He said, why? And then they say, my father is a bastard. I said, no, and I said, now beat me. He said, yes, my son of the chair. I said, no, I'm not going back there again.
Amen. I'm not going back there again. You can't enjoy it. You can't enjoy it.
I mean, if you know you want to enjoy it, run away. Amen. You have to enjoy it. It's endurance. Hallelujah. I heard when you get to NDA, there's a time you have to fight your meals. Fight till four. So you all give blow.
You are my friend. Friend bow. When you punch me, I will finish you.
You have to enjoy what? You have to enjoy that. Amen. So you don't enjoy training, you enjoy it. And we spoke about that last week, right? Let me get into some other few things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. So we say when a man is born again, he's born again into a family. You're not born again into your own tent. No.
The same way, everything you do, you're not born again into your own self. You're born again into a family, into a relationship. The Bible says in Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verses 10 to 9, the those who gathered received the word were baptized. 3,000 souls were added into the church. Were added to them. 3,000. So the 3,000 were not saved and went home. They were added to the local church. Did you see that? Hallelujah.
They were added. So you are born again into a church.
When a man is born again, he should be identified with a church. A local church.
Hallelujah. Where he or she is taught God's word. Where he or she is trained. Hallelujah. Acts 2:39 is what I read now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So therefore, when we call scripture theology, it's correct. Right? So, scripture teaches us about God. Not just about God. We also receive instruction on how to relate with one another. Scripture also teaches us about how to relate with one another. How we should treat one another. Because we are born into a family. So the scripture tells us how we should treat one another. Hallelujah. Scripture teaches us that. Hallelujah. Because the way you treat the fellow believer tells whether you love God or not. You say, I love God. And I told you last week, There is no place in scriptures where God says you should confess your love to him. No.
You will see your love for God.
It's not wrong to say, Lord, I love you.
Jesus, I love you so. And I want you to know.
If you think Jesus will not say, say you love me.
What you've done for me is not in vain. I will spend my days on your holy name. Oh, how I love you. I love you so.
Let you go outside. Now there are another believer on your other. What's wrong with you?
Take your leg. Take your leg.
You know, it's not that love, it's not you.
Now let me show you my head color.
No!
Yeah.
Then, when you tell again,
Jesus, I love you so.
How do you know when you love him?
Oh, you think you love the lady you are around to?
Yeah, I love you so. Oh! They took it, took me, took me, took me, took me. Oh! They love me. You think Jesus has God? No! How do we know you love him?
In how you love the brethren. 1 John chapter 4, verse 20.
1 John 4, 20. Let's see that. Hallelujah. 1 John 4, 20. You can toast women. And they think women
will not convert it. One young guy like that.
Amen.
But at the same, when in school, I want to call his name. But most of you know him. I've mentioned his name. I think I mentioned his name last night.
A good friend in school.
So when I got to New York, I was preached. If I was to preach, then we have meeting in NC. We only have our meeting in NC on Friday, and then on Saturday in the city.
So I was to come up to preach, and I saw his message.
He wanted to send the message to a lady. Within I hit my phone, well, I don't need a meeting. What did he tell the lady? They called the lady and said, I love you to my phone.
My marriage.
I laugh. I know
you
have made it. I started laughing. I said, can't say this to God now.
I love you to my bones. I love you to my marrow. Woman. The woman will not sleep in the night. I will say, oh, someone loves me. Dear brothers. Some brothers are smart.
Amen.
Then
let me just
speak now. When they will speak scripture, even you, even God will say, Abba.
They will speak it.
They will say, Abba.
You don't know scripture, doesn't know intent, outtense, context, anything.
Open those songs of Solomon chapter 2 verse 14. Look at it.
See, this is my appreciation to you.
Okay. Amen.
Nonsense.
Amen. But sir, but that such things go now, so that you can. That's your problem is shunemas. Amen. Let's go ahead. 1 John 4:20. Answer to get there, right? You say, if a man say I love God, did you see that? And hate his brother, he is a liar. Did you see that? He's what? He's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he see, how can he love God whom he has not seen? Did you see that?
So if you say you love God and you hate your brother, he says you are a liar. Did you see that? A liar that love you Jesus.
You roll on the floor and you stand up, you go to car park. Somebody is lost. He says, who is this mentally deranged human being that we park his car like this? Who is this? Idiotic! How do you babble on the
floor? I said, Jesus, I know you.
You know, he's at the car. The first time you know that place, you know, to wait. Look at your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So you can't say you love God and you hate your brother. You can't say you love God and you don't love your brother. Hallelujah. So one way we see your love for God is how you demonstrate love towards the believers. How do you love the believers?
How do you love the brethren? How do you love the fellow brothers and sisters?
It shows, it tells how you love God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I did not say how you love a particular brother or a particular sister. How you love the brethren.
Some people can hear what they want to hear in church. Amen. Just actually affection for one sister. He can just twist it.
But you say we love the Lord.
Is that actually affection for that?
Oh, well, I'll give you that in the bed.
I thought
I had
to make that possible.
Never
possible.
Yeah.
I'll give you
that in a better. Why are you so close to that?
Is that
time
you
say we should? The way we love the Lord.
We've been seeing the way we show it. I didn't say one person. I didn't say a click.
There are people who don't get a click. We saw that last week, right? Now get a click.
No. You're better.
So that means I wasn't segregating my love.
No.
I'm not saying I love one, I don't. No, everyone!
Together! The same way!
Hallelujah! Amen! Amen! Glory to God! So last week we saw from 1 Corinthians, right? We saw from 1 Corinthians that we are part of one what? One bread. Right? Did you see that? We are all part of that one bread. And that bread is Christ. Now we say the bread is not Holy Communion. No. The bread is what? Christ. Hallelujah. It's called the body of Christ. That's what we said. Hallelujah. And when you hear the word one bread there, it shows our union with Him. With God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our union with God. Not union one. Our union together. Watch that. Our union together with God. Hallelujah. So the Lord's body isn't bread and wine. It's not communion service. No, the Lord's body there is what? Men and women. Did you see that? Brethren, brothers, people whom we share
the same similarities in Christ, which is the Spirit of God.
Those who have, people whom we have the same spirit with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So from last 2 weeks into last week, we said we have a duty of love towards one another. Did you see that? Right? We have a duty of love towards one another. To love one another. We saw that last week. We saw that last week also. Hallelujah. We must love the brethren. We have that duty. We must love the brethren.
Love.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, something that I wrapped up with last week is the part of that I said, you mustn't allow the world to get into the church. Don't allow the world to get into the church. In the world, there's what is called competition. Competition is in the world. In fact, you are told to compete in the world. See that? It's producing coal. I'm not to call it American coal. I'm going to compete with me. Hallelujah. What go in the same market space? We might be brothers, though. Yeah. Amen. We might be Christians, but this is the world. Right? We will compete. He sells land in Aga. I know that. Before he sells one land, though it's going to be big money, let's say 50 million. We are selling land in the economy. I will sell 50 land before we sell one land. No money is cheaper. But we are competing. Right? Right? I have a man, this and have a man. We will compete. We will be competitors. So we have brothers. See, don't you thought that we are competitors, so then we will come with brothers. We are competitors in the world, right? In our business, right? For each other, Christians. Hallelujah. I'm saying it for generosity. So why the world allows you to compete with yourself in your professional skill in the world, you are told to compete. So who will be the best in class? And you ask, I will be the best in class, in school. But when it comes to church, you must not bring that attitude to your Christian life. No. Hallelujah. So they are don't. Don't bring it. It's not even to your personal life. This is our business. Don't bring it to your personal life. We will think that when you have those kind of mindset in your personal life, you bring it into your Christian relationship. When you want to now compete in church. I said I heard it from a dear man of God.
He said in his church one day, years back, and he said he called for brothers to compete. Ah! He said, let's compete. So there's going to be competition. No, there's no competition. No. Hallelujah. Compete. He who did, who does this amount of whatever will get this amount of stuff. So people begin to compete.
That's why some people will now go. Now say, let's do breakdance. The winner of the breakdance, say I'm born again. That's not the Holy Ghost. You're born again. I want to.
No.
Why? Because you are competing for a prize. I am so winner. Oh. Amen. You're the one in heaven.
Yes?
Amen.
No, I'm confused. You're the one in heaven. Glory to God. Hope you're following me here. So you mustn't allow competition into your midst. Because competition breeds strife and envy. Begin to envy yourself. Never allow it in the church. Never. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Never allow it in the church.
In fact, personally, don't even allow it for your personal life. What is that? Somebody is driving a bike. No, let me go use children. You see two children, they will not be doing competition. One is driving bicycle, one another bicycle. Please help me with bicycle. That's why I'm not giving you my bicycle. The person is not driving, you're not looking at the person, then motor just jam me. That is generosity. What about competition brings? The motor will just jam me. Somebody is playing ball. Say, let's play together. Then no. I don't know something I need to have, but I need to be very wicked. No, you must not be able to. But they bring their ball out to play. If you, they are not to choose who will be on your team and who will be on their team. And if they don't like you before that match, you are not going to play at all. Even if they beg you, please allow this guy to play at them.
They tell you not to play, you carry his ball.
You dribble him. The first time he holds your ball. This is your dribble again, you carry his ball. Except you don't play. So you now say they are not playing, you now sit down one time. We used to have one guy in our block there. His name is the dad can see Bob Abuga. The man's name is Baba Ibinne. Baba Ibinne, we all just said that. Baba Ibinne will catch you. That man does not catch ball and sees that thing that will catch it, will use knife. Immediately we carry a knife and tear the ball in your throat. So we just see that Baba Ibinne will catch you. Don't worry. We just see that. Even if there was a time like that, the guy is born and God bless him, the person that wants to see the ball come and the ball is on your leg, you will provide the ball. If they see the ball on your leg, you will buy it. So when they are coming, you shoot it to the person that wants to go. Take your ball though. So the person doesn't have wisdom. His life is gone. So you have to pray, Baba Ibinne will seize your ball. Did you see that? Wickedness. Competition. And then remember that I worried my brother to get me ball. I wanted to buy ball. Now me too will do my own. When I buy ball, now go and boil it. Now the ball will be thick. So it will convert felene to bladder.
Yeah.
And if you are not the wicked person, when you are converting your own to bladder, will not be praying to have cocoa. To not talk on board.
We need everything.
What is your life? You will pray. How can you pray? Somebody is putting the ball inside of hot water. You will cook the ball. Put it out of the you. Will not be praying. Then the water goes down inside.
How?
That's a combination of God. Don't bring it to your partner's face.
Hallelujah. Even while in your job you want to do it now, you'll be the best, but don't make it become your lifestyle.
Because this you are unknowingly you bring it into the church. You begin to envy. Even you envy someone who wears shoes. You guys, you never have money, you guys borrow money to buy shoes. How? Why are you competing? Amen. Come borrow money to buy shoes.
Without them, go and go and buy shoe. When you say you give, you will write in pledge. Hallelujah. So don't allow that to stay. Competition. You don't compete with yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. Learn to be happy when a brother or a sister achieves something, even in the natural. A brother buys a land. Be happy for the brother. Don't say,
you know, you got the man in Ukorodu. I will go and buy that. And they say, it's unnecessary. It's unnecessary. Because you buy bought one that car. Me, I'll go and buy two apples. The money I went to. So you want to compete with me, you are suffering. So I'm not even seeing it. But that's a lie. I know they care.
Hallelujah. At all. Don't be under pressure. So don't allow it to come into your, don't allow it to come into how you relate to the believer. Amen. Especially for sisters. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Sister is wearing 6 inches hair.
Especially hair.
Now want to buy 2 inches. What do you do for bone straight? Don't need bone straight. It's pineapple. Bone straight. Do you have a bone straight?
Are looking for a coin. And I'm pressuring yourself. Somebody was saving all her savings. She went to use it to buy iPhone 13. I said, sure, we're alright.
You carry 800,000. You save from January. 800,000 for buy iPhone 13. She did not give you. No, no. All my friends are carrying iPhone 13. How can I be using iPhone X? Give me the 800,000. What are we going to achieve? Even yourself, you will be wow. I want to know why they are about that thing after that thing, aren't
we? You know, there's some unnecessary things. Do not be carrying home 800,000. Savings, life savings. Life savings.
I want you to before your account balance drops to 10,000. Not that you fall for a receipt of $1,000 of about 1 million. Get out of
God bless your soul. Amen. Never be pressured. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't be that gullible to be under pressure. Hallelujah. No pressure. Say no pressure.
No pressure.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Glory to God. So, competition or comparison. Let me bring in comparison. You begin to compare yourself. It's not the same head you have. How can you work in the oil company? I can work there. It's not the same head you have. Can you be saying that? It's not the same brain you have. It's not the same. No, don't compare yourself. Hallelujah. Don't
compare yourself with that other believer.
Hallelujah. Because these things breed envy, strife. It breeds envy, strife, grudge. Do you see that? Grudge. Rather than comparison, have love. Be happy when your brother is happy. Be happy when your brother achieves height or feet. Hallelujah. Be happy. Learn to love. Look at Leviticus quickly. Leviticus 19. Leviticus 19. Hallelujah. Are you there? Leviticus. Okay, are you there?
Yes, sir.
19, are you there? Verses 18. It says, thou shalt not avenge. Amen. Another one says, thou shalt not have vengeance. Thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. Did you see that?
Can you put that to us today? You see that Jesus read from here. Paul read from here. James read from here. Peter read from here. Hallelujah. From Leviticus 19, verse 18.
He said, thou shalt not bear grudge against the children of thy people. Hallelujah. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. You see that? Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You must not bear grudge against the children of thy people. That is to say, you must not have grudge with your good brethren. You must not allow grudge to stay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me now. It says, rather, you love your neighbor as thyself. And I said, you love your neighbor as thyself. I've warned you, because the world has changed that. The world. People say, I would say love your neighbor as yourself.
If you say love your neighbor as you love yourself, if you say love your neighbor more than yourself, that is not true. I told you, because the essence of that word, love your neighbor as thyself, it means love your neighbor more than yourself. That's what it means. It's not, that's what the neighbor is yourself, that's yourself, not more than yourself. Well, I told you the meaning of that word in the Hebrew and in the Greek.
It means the way you love yourself.
Eh? You know the way you love yourself. Love yourself so much, right? Take that love from yourself. Take it, remove it. Do you have any love again for yourself?
No.
You've taken it away. Then you put it on another person. That's what it means. Amen. And who gave us that example? Jesus. Jesus gave us that example. He went to the cross and died because of love. See, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That is the love. So when the love is never as yourself, it means take the love away from yourself and put it on another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the only thing God self-love is of the devil. Self-love. I've never written that in my life. He self-love. I wouldn't teach self-love. It teaches brotherly love. Hallelujah. Brotherly love. Self-love. Self-love, some kids. Nonsense.
Amen. Amen. No, lose some kids. Amen. So, no grudges. Hallelujah. No grudges. Take from yourself and put on them. Hallelujah. So, we have a duty of care. Now we looked at the have a duty of love. Now we're looking at it. You have a duty of care. We have a duty of care to watch each other, to ensure we are doing the work of ministry.
We have a duty of care. To ensure that we are all doing the work of ministry. We have that duty.
Hallelujah. 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 I have it here. We have a duty towards ensuring we are all burning for the Lord. We have that duty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at 1 Corinthians, the church at Corinth. Paul, they had, well, you know, Corinth had serious issues. Have some brethren there. Amen. Amen. Chapter 5, verse 1. Into 2. It says, it is reported commonly that there is fornication amongst you. And some fornication, as it's not so much been named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. Did you see that? They have somebody that had his father's wife. Then says, and ye have puffed up and have not rather mourned that he that has done this deed might be taken away from amongst you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So somebody in the church was committing fornication. They all knew that he was sleeping with his father's wife. That means he has been caught. But everybody kept quiet.
No concern.
So Paul did not accuse the guy first. He accused every other person in the church. Amen. He accused all of them. He said, I mean, guys did not mourn. Guys did not cry. I know myself
in the world.
I cannot fall. I know myself in the world. That's what that is. Then I'm not normal.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he accused the whole church in doing nothing. They did nothing. when a brother was taken into hell, they did nothing. Hallelujah. Though the more emphasis was on the leadership of the local church there, but it also shows our duty of care. Hallelujah. Our duty of care. He did nothing. In chapter 6, they began to take themselves to court. They said, the smaller of you, can't you judge the matter? They did nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. So in our duty of love, let's go back and come back here. In our duty of love, you're not supposed to even think. You are not, as believers, you're not permitted. We're going to deal with that here today. You're not permitted to say you want to take another brother or sister to talk with us.
Global Implantation Land Ministry versus Sister Documizing Suleiman of Global Plantation Land Ministry. Where is the accused? The Sister Suleiman. Where is the defendant? Sister Suleiman. Where is the plaintiff? The brother Chidom. Are you in court? Who is standing in for the plaintiff? I am barrister Chukwu Bunso, holding brief for the plaintiff. You have higher barrister. I am SAN, holding brief for the defendant. In court. Charge. So why is that in church? No. I'm fighting for equal rights and justice. No. Hallelujah. We're going to deal with that there. Hallelujah. What are you having me? You have a brotherly duty. You have that duty of walking in love. The world didn't teach you this. The world will tell you carry placards. Do answers. No. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at the church at Corinth. They did. A brother was taken into error. Everybody kept quiet. Hallelujah. That means we have a duty of care towards one another. Have a duty of care towards one another. In Galatians 6 verse 1. Galatians 6. Verses 1. It said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual should restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou be tempted. Did you see that? Hallelujah. He says, if a man be overtaken in fault, that word fault there is the word paraptoma. Paraptoma. P-A-R-A-P-T-O-M-A. Paraptoma. It means to sideslip. To sideslip. Hallelujah. It means to be carried away by what is on the other side. Do you understand me? Yeah. That is what para. Something is at this side, which is not supposed to be part of you. The thing carries you. So you are overtaken by a fault. Amen. That word is used for trespasses. Amen. To sideslip. Amen. To fall. That's what it means. To fall. To fall beside. This is not you. You are acting beside yourself. Paraptoma. Amen. Amen. Precisely. That word is used in Matthew 16 verse 14 to 15 for trespass. So if you forgive men their trespasses, that's what it is. Trespasses. Fault. Sin. Hallelujah.
It's used in Matthew 18:33 too. I mean 35. We're coming there soon. Hallelujah. Amen. Your brother had a fault against you. That was a fault to the brother. Hallelujah. We're coming there soon. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 19, for this was trespass also. Now, in Ephesians 1:7, it's called sin. Ephesians 1:7. Ephesians 1 verse 7. Look at us. It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. That's what sin there. Paraptoma. Sin. According to his riches, according to the riches of his grace. Sin. In chapter 2 verse 1 in Ephesians, it says, and you, as he quickened, who were dead in trespass. This is that trespass that is sin. Verse 5. He said, even when we were dead in sin, as he quickened us together with Christ. That's the word sin. Do you see that there? So he says, if you put that side by side with Galatians chapter 6, what it says, a brother that has been overtaken with sin. Did you see that? With sin. That is in the act of sin. What should you do? Just throw your eye. It doesn't concern me. No. Hallelujah. Okay, follow me. Hallelujah. So, it says, you who is spiritual, back to Galatians 6. Let's dissect that a bit. It says, ye which are spiritual. Spiritual there will be found, well, you look at the word spiritual, ye which are spiritual, is Galatians 5, verses 16. It says, I say, walk in the spirit. Is that? So, ye which are spiritual is the man that walks in the spirit. And what is the first fruit there? Well, what is the fruit of the spirit? Love. Did you see that? Amen. Did you see that? Love. How about the Lord? How about the Lord? That was the ninth fruit of the spirit, right? That's it. The fruit there is love. Love produces joy, patience, thankfulness. That's what love produces. Hallelujah. Faithfulness. Love produces that. But the fruit of the spirit is love. So when you say ye which are spiritual, is it love? Is it working in the spirit? Love. Thank you. So that means love is an attitude of the believer. Love. They don't concern me. You're not working in the spirit. Love. Love. I mean, we have a duty of love. In helping out a brother who is overtaking the fault. A brother who is now in sin. That's a duty. I remember one time that one of our brothers began to drink and smoke. Seriously, began to drink and smoke. Or no longer coming to church. We had other people called me and said, why are you disturbing yourself? I'll go and look for him in White Corner, Barry Market. Every day I was looking for him. So the guy too was dodging me, but I didn't give up on him. Amen. This is how I have a duty of care. I have a duty of love. I was praying for him. I was praying for him. Hallelujah. So that duty of love will make you cause you to pray. You know, let everybody do it. No, you pray to him. Hallelujah. You pray to him. Amen. Love. Glory to God. And then you reach out to him. Glory to God. It says, look at this. It says, you are spiritual. Restore. That word restore there is the word katartizo. K-A-T-A-R-T-I-Z-O. From the same word, you have the word katartismos. Which means to repair, to make perfect. To repair, to make perfect. Karatismos, karatism. Hallelujah. Says, so you which are spiritual should restore, repair, make perfect that one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the spirit of meekness, like that is humility. I was the one. In the spirit of humility, meekness. Hallelujah. Considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Hallelujah. Now, some people are saying, lest you too should fall into the temptation. No. That word there, lest, there is the word in the Greek, mei. Is a word that has various means. Now, this translator here put lest ye be tempted. Hallelujah. So like I said to us, this also deals with the translators using the best word to fit it. I don't want to use bias now. Hallelujah. But it shows you that lest thou also be tempted shows you that nobody is above being tempted.
So you should also consider that in being humble. Hallelujah. In being humble.
Not say, if not you too will fall. So say, if you are not spiritual, you will fall. Have you heard that before?
No, he said you should also consider the fact that see, there's nobody that can be tempted. That's what he said. Hallelujah. There's nobody that can be tempted. Anybody can be tempted. Hallelujah.
So don't say, ah, I was one, let's not be, ah.
No, he means what you said. That is your already falling for temptation.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we have that duty. We have that duty. Glory to God. We have that duty. So verse 2 now says, bear one another's body and fulfill the law of Christ. Do you see that? And fulfill the law of Christ, which he calls love your neighbor as yourself. We get to see that in Galatians. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Come in, let me get back. You see that Galatians 5:14. Galatians 5:14. Hope I'm correct now. Yeah, for the law fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. You see that? Now it says, if a man thinks, okay, but to bear one another's burden, so you fulfill the law of Christ. You see that? So when you hear the word bear one another's burden, right? Bear each other's burden. It means to share. To help out. Do you get me? So you have that duty to help out. To help out.
A brother has overtaken his fault. It's not, you know, the world will teach you, put it on social media.
Laugh at him. And he's a man of God. He's a man of God. No. Hallelujah. The world will tell you, video it, put it on social media. Man of God. Man of God. You know the world like that kind of Jesus.
Just put it on social media. It's unlearned people. Untaught men. That do those things.
Hallelujah.
Untaught men.
Just put it on. In fact, the counter will be end time. The end time is here. Pastors. Brethren. Two brethren in church took the pastor to court. Find out the gist below. And some uncultured people too will not scroll down. Phew, this lover. And you know what they will target? A popular Nigerian-based pastor.
It makes sense, right?
Now I want to see who is a popular Nigerian-based come on, come on, come on, come on, hallelujah. Go to the reader and the one that made it get to that stage, uncultured, uncultured, untrained, hallelujah, untrained. Glory to God. So, some people put it on social media so as to make a public spectacle. Yes. That is the values the world has placed on things. That's the world's value. But scripture teaches us Christian values.
Look at Jesus. Jesus' mom, Mary. Mary got pregnant. Watch it. Mary got pregnant. And Joseph.
Mary told Joseph I'm pregnant. Joseph said, pregnant? Have you not slept with you? Ah! You know what? Joseph now they say, see, you know what? I will not embarrass you. See, I will not embarrass you. Just that I will secretly put you away. I will not make anybody laugh at you. Let's just end this thing. Is that nobody will laugh at you. Until he now has a vision of the angel in the night. This is that. So he was willing to put off with you. Do you get me?
Come out of that.
I won't embarrass, but the world will say, put it out, let them stone her to death.
No. That's what I was telling when they were about to stone the lady to death.
But no, he wasn't ready to do that.
Hallelujah, values.
What do you have as values? What do you have as values?
Are you picking values of your life?
Who taught you that?
Hallelujah. See, they still knew. If you look at John, what did they call Jesus? He said, when Jesus had that confrontation with them, he said, John 8, they said at least, let's get to John 8, let me show you something. They were not born, some people are just crazy. Yeah, I see right that, I was just laughing, I said, hallelujah. Glory to God, John 8. Okay, let me get this out. Sometimes I really don't know why. Just give me 1 second. Okay, this is 41. This is 40. John is 40. He says, but now, ye seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, and I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Did you see that? You just told them, you are not of Abraham. If you do these things, and they say, we will know our papa. We have a father. We are not born, they say, we are not born of fornication. Did you see that? What are they trying to say? These are people that could stop. They never said Joseph wasn't his father. Amen. They said we're not born of fornication. It's just like somebody gets married and he gives birth in November. People can claim, when is he married? That's a day up to 9 months. So this sister is going there for so it did not start today. Now we go to our Facebook page. When people just say congratulations, happy wedding, and 6 months.
So no wonder they go marry sharp. Don't get belay.
He did not start today. He's in the world. You don't stay.
So the people look at Jesus. He was born this day. When did you drink wine in Joseph's house? March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. We drank wine around June now. November, June. 6 months. You don't born.
Fornication. You know what a Jojo. Jojo. Sister Mary. Oh, you know. Sister. You don't get
on this.
Everybody like that. They'll be calculating it. Somebody said this for someone recently. Ladies heavily pregnant. What did we go for?
This is that wedding. Ah.
You have work. So you are expecting a shoes. Where is
this look like that? Just 5 months old. And she's not from my family.
Oh, my boys are bad. They will help you calculate. I say, when did we come to them? After 9 months, we will come visiting. We are going to visit in 6 months.
What happened?
Anyway.
But that's not a disappearance.
Did you see that? Amen.
That's not a
disappearance. He said, don't be fornication on my table. You're going to proper. That's what he was saying. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So the world lacks values. But what I want you to see is the value of how Joseph valued or valued me. It wasn't ready to, he wasn't ready to put her away. To be a public spectacle. Do you see that? You must have such kind of values. Amen. That's what love is. Values. That means when she got pregnant and it became obvious, he was going to deal with the fact that they're going to call him a fornicator. Which he saw. Right? But was ready to deal with it. what value is.
That's what value is. Hallelujah. That's what value is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, like I said, the word teaches you to make the person a public spectacle, yet we have godly values. Hallelujah. Of bearing each other's body, restoring a believer when he is wrong, correcting a believer when you find him or her in error. You have the responsibility to correct the believer if you find them in error. Error! That's all way. A believer is saying something, say, Pastor didn't teach us that. How do you do that? Why don't we so taught like that? Don't do that. I don't want to be a part of you. Tell us something. Amen? Somebody visits your house and says, come. See Jesus. I want to give you Jesus. Pastor, we saw it. Huh? Yeah, go like family men, oh. You know what I'm saying? I want to be part of that useless Jesus. Carry your Jesus and get out of the house. Hallelujah. Hold on, wait. What is that rubbish? Amen? Amen? What is that rubbish? There are some believers are gathered and they are talking against their pastor. And you come and put, even me too, they did it to me. You see the way they even rebuked me. Especially that one. The same one. He will just walk you out. I think there's no human feeling. We are human beings. So,
my own even better. He came upstairs. My own was like this.
You know, you have me.
You guys have just collaborated in sin. That is joint sin. How about you come and tell me that?
Carry your
cross and leave my house. Yeah, you should be immediately correct that. That is the character of a trained believer. Well, is the character of a trained believer. You can't be discussing the man that God has put over you. You can't. It's just like I'm going somewhere and I hear people talking. Pastor, I need some fellow power talking against Pastor Shepard. I will want their life. And I'm not going there, I'm going to my family and I'm unfriending them. Ah! Shut! I don't need to think, I don't want to warn you. And if I'm not there for this, don't call my number. I'll block you. I don't need your time in my life. Hallelujah! We're going to correct people, sharp!
That one, you don't really know the call, let me show you the word. Show which word, bow. Amen!
God, if you're a minister, you should know what, you should know better. Hallelujah. 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 You don't bring error. A brother is taking over and he's not one person. See, you shouldn't come and say, hey, I understand.
Hey!
Be sharp. Say, but I'm not his leader. I'm going to deal with that shortly. Now. I'm not his leader. Let his father come and see. What if the father doesn't see? What does that mean? One in the city. Hallelujah. Okay, this is wrong. I'm not saying you will not start doing 15 minutes to request me. Sharp with you because it doesn't do it at the end of the world. Pastor has warned us not to do this. Why are you doing it? Wrong! Don't do this. Move on, try again. Amen? Amen? You should learn to sharply rebuke and save that person. Hallelujah. Amen? When Paul was standing and Peter was sitting with Gentiles, and all of a sudden the Jews started coming and Peter began to worship that. Paul said, don't worry, we will go for apostles meeting. The meeting of the apostles, the council, I will report. You know, sharp. Sharp. Then when you were sharp. But you will learn not to try it again. Hallelujah. Don't try it again. You correct the brother in this. If it leads you to this, okay, who do you pass the step? You don't have to focus on this. Look at what you said. And for a believer, you shouldn't be doing this. Hallelujah. You shouldn't be saying this. You shouldn't be doing this. No, this is wrong. This is wrong. And you have also been disappointed when you hear that this is what you do. So you have to repent of it. Amen. Amen. Oh God, I'll come and shake you out far. Don't worry. We're getting there. How about a friend? How about an enemy?
Amen. 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 Glory to God. So Jesus teaches us in Matthew 18. Now, Matthew 18 is what I'm going to use to show us something now. Though not directly, Matthew 18 deals with a brother who is having another grievance with another brother, right? But it goes into errors too, when the brother is overtaking in errors.
Hallelujah.
Okay, follow me. Matthew 18.
Right.
Amen. Amen. It says, verse 15, moreover, if your brother shall trespass against thee. Now, trespass against thee, to sin against thee.
Right? Does it going to also be in fault? Yes. We're going to see it.
Now, what does it say you should do? Say, go tell him his fault between thee and him. Hey, Lord, if he hears thee, thou hast gained your brother.
So that means we have that duty of gaining back our brother. What's that duty? Of gaining back our brother. That is the error. So you don't care what the person is for. No, this one is wrong.
Amen. You tell the person, you tell the person, this is wrong. Amen. This one is wrong. You correct the person in his fault. He said, if he doesn't hear you, who will you tell? Take with you two or three more. So two or three more means go higher.
It's not saying you should not start telling brethren. Not yet. Ducky. What are you looking at today? Let me tell you what is happening. You have to tell me this. This. Hey, what? Well, maybe look at. Not pleasing groups of the AFMS. Did you hear what happened?
Yes, then.
This. No. When it says two or three, yeah, it means a higher authority. Hallelujah. A higher authority. Do you think it's a higher authority? Now, you first spoken to him and you see that he's still doing it, but he didn't hear you. You take it to your cell leader or your pastor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you don't hear your pastor,
take it to pastor. Amen. Amen. There's that ranking. That one will take you to the person higher than him or her in church till he gets to the pastor. He doesn't know this year the pastor. That's they treat the person as a heathen.
How do you treat a heathen? Just love the person. Now, this is it. You just admit it. The person has wronged you. Amen. Rather than taking the person to court, angry. Say that. Should you see no pastor? Amen. You know that simple. Hallelujah.
For some people. Don't worry. You hear by force. Me. Don't worry. Let me get it. You hear by force.
You hear by force. Just
leave that. You hear? Bye,
Jesus is
Lord.
I see fire
burning. Don't worry. You hear by force. Not a joke. Amen. Amen. But you see that ranking of reports. It didn't say you make it a public gist. No. And when you report, it doesn't mean that I was not reported. You reported. You told the next authority. It's not man a gist. No. It's gone. Hallelujah. Through it in which you've left you with your pastor. Allah they handle it. Amen. 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 So don't be a gist carrier. No. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember the word is in meekness, humility, not in gist. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So a brother's fault or a sister's fault isn't for public discussion. No, it's not. It's not for public discussion. It's not. Hallelujah. Not for public discussion. Glory to God. You know, if you read 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8, it says, look at 1 Peter 4, look at what Peter says. It says above all things. No. Because I made a mistake. Yeah. For it says above all things, have fervent charity, which is love. Have fervent love. Fervent love. He says amongst yourselves. Did you see that? Amongst who? Yourselves. He says, for love covers the multitudes of sin. Did you see that? Covers love. So a brother's fault. Sin is not for public consumption. Love, to show you what you know, that you cover it. Covering it doesn't mean you're not going to deal with it, or it's not going to be dealt with. It will be dealt with, but it will not be made public for the whole world. Amen? The whole nation to see this lover, instant blog, TikTok. Amen? Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you deal with it. While you're dealing with it, right? While it's being dealt with, it doesn't mean to not be everywhere. It covers it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you have a duty to see that we help our brothers. Brethren that have fallen into sin, into fault, into wrong. Hallelujah. Also, lastly, we have a duty to see that we all excel in the work of ministry. That is very vital. Every one of us. Not just family for God. All of us have to see that we are all doing the work of ministry. We all have that duty to see that we are all doing the work of ministry. All of us together. Doing the work of ministry. You can ask questions like, when do you pray? When last did you pray? When last did you study? When last did you listen to ministry? Which ministry did you listen to? You can ask that, let's discuss this message. Hallelujah. How about that? What do you do when brethren meet? When you meet, when you visit yourself, when you don't visit yourself, you don't know how to visit ourselves. You don't know how to visit ourselves. Just want to grant kuna and grant kuna and grant kuna. You don't know how to visit ourselves. And what? So when you visit yourself, you'll be watching Telemundo, Zero. Learn to visit the brethren. Amen. Learn to visit. You need to have time to spend this. Create that time. Come on, visit the brother. Now, it's not that visit a brethren. It's different from visiting the brethren. You're just going to a sister house only. I said the brethren. Amen. Try not to visit the brethren. What do you talk about? Don't visit the brethren. You're talking about Mind You or Arsenal or football or Chelsea. No. I don't want to be doing that. Amen. When you visit each other, it's not so that you will talk about gist. No. Sometimes it's to discuss a message. Amen. Discuss a teaching. Okay, this teaching. Did you listen to this one? Father told us to listen to. Okay, let's talk about that message. What did you learn? Apply it to your today's life. Okay, when I looked at this, the pastor showed up to read it. See, that word is very vital. See. Ask questions also. Amen. I teach something. You can private chat it and say, Pastor, look at what you taught. This was this here. So if it's not that I have you to go and listen to another message again, I will. It's not that I can answer you immediately, I will. Do you understand me? But when you call this is what I saw. This was, it is very vital. So I'm not clear. But you know those things when you are just reading on your own. But when you have that time to have that conversation with breath, with the brothers and sisters, somebody can be true of you. See, to me, I'm not the one that one sister is going to see one brother. I know the brother, I'm going to hear another two. Amen. The Lord is saying. How will the Lord say? When we are teaching, is the Lord speaking? But we'll sit together. Four of us, three of us. Your PCU. Amen. Not PCU there. But your PCU. Maybe you remember the PCU. Oh, let's have this discussion. Amen. Let's look at this message. Or you come sit together and listen to a message together. Listen to the end. And when you are done listening to it, you now discuss about the message. What did we learn? What did we learn? What is Bible saying about this and that? We'll put it, discuss it.
When last did you go for evangelism? How many times have you asked a fellow brother or a fellow sister? When last did you go for evangelism? You know? Evangelism call. You know, brother? Even when you are there, you're not going.
Amen. But let's go out for evangelism together. Let's win souls together. Let's disciple men together. You can go together. I see your disciples, see my disciples would disciple men together. It's very vital. Because we have that duty to see that we grow in the work of ministry. That we excel in the work of ministry. Amen. Amongst ourselves. Hallelujah. Amen. Today, you visit a brother, he's playing game. You go there tomorrow, he's playing game. You go there the third day, fourth day, fifth day, ask him, brother,
Is there no place for what? Is there no place for what? Amen?
Magic. You want to die in magic?
Why have you prayed? Have you said you five times? And all the time you are watching magic. Ha, there was magic in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen. So we have a duty to see that we excel. I remember that. I go to Chimney's house five times in a week. At least three times. Out of that five times, I will see him study. Amen. And when we get to talk, we'll talk about, we'll share for what he has studied, what I've studied during the day, and then we'll just have that conversation. Never allow that slip away.
Into this conversation.
Amen.
Sunne was not a football person, so I can't play football with him. He played Mortal Kombat and GTA, so I don't get to do that. He made me not even now like the GTA game. Because he had all the password in his head, all the cheat code in his head, so I didn't just like it. The fact that you're playing GT, you have all the key, of course. All the code in your head. Life on those adventures, I'm not a pastor.
So, but we have time to discuss the word. Time to discuss ministry. Amen. I said to you, most of the things that we do today are from conversations we've had. Most of it. Some of it I didn't even understand until recently. But I go back and say I appreciate those words.
Hallelujah. That's what it means to have brethren. Hallelujah.
Value. There's no single ranger believer. No. There's no low ranger. No. We are brethren together. We are born into a family. Amen. Because I'm just doing the work of the Lord on my own. No. It's nothing like that. Okay, everybody. Amen. Amen. So that means if you have a brother or a sister that encourages you, okay, sorry. If you are not a brother or a sister that encourages another brother or sister in the work of ministry, you are not a good brother.
If you are not that kind of brother that encourages another brother, let's do the work of ministry together. Let's preach together. Well, let's pray together. If you are not that kind of brother, you are not a good brother. Not a good sister.
Hallelujah. You are not. And if you have a brother or a sister in your clique, that when you do wrong, and you know you are wrong, and the person cannot correct you, our person is a wrong person in his role as a brother. The person is not acting in his right role. Amen. The person is not acting right. Because if I fear myself with people who always cheer me up, one day they will cheer me up and they will cheer me up in error.
Okay, cheer me up in hell. We have people who will tell you, sir, this is wrong, sir. Last year we spoke about this, that we shouldn't do this. Do you get it? You come back, oh, that's true, I'm wrong. That's also, see, there's nothing wrong in saying you are wrong. I think that's a whole lot. There's nothing wrong in saying you are wrong. What is wrong with knowing you are wrong and saying you are wrong? That's wrong. That's wrong. Amen. Amen. That's wrong.
when you are able to admit, oh, that was wrong. Oh, thank you. Thank you. And then you retrace yourself. That's the kind of people you must meet around you. Amen. Amen. So we have a duty towards one another. Do you see that we'll carry on the work of ministry? I'll close with this. Colossians chapter 4. Colossians 4. Amen. Put down in Colossians 4. Look at Philemon 2. Philemon 2. Put down in Colossians 4. Go to Philemon 2. Okay. Philemon 2. It says, and to our beloved Apphia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, to the church in thy house. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So that means Archippus here is a leader in church. Right? Right? Okay. Archippus is a leader in church. Known person to Paul. Hallelujah. So Paul knows the guy by name called Archippus. Archippus is a known person in church, a leader, someone that is involved in the work of ministry. Did you see that? Because if he's not involved in the work of ministry, Paul wouldn't say Archippus. Hope you know that. Eh? Hope you know that. Uh-huh. Paul wouldn't say Archippus. So Archippus is a beloved brother. Back to Colossians 1:17. So now he writes to the church in Colossae. Right? Eh? And in Colossae, there is a brother in Colossae whose name, and a leader too, whose name is Archippus. Archippus has begun to lead the work of ministry. What I mean is backsliding. We no longer seeing him in the work. We no longer as the effective as he used to be. And Paul writes to the church. The way they read the epistles is that Paul sends the epistles to them. Right? So when Paul sends the epistle to them, they will read it openly in church. Everybody will not be reading. Amen. They read openly. So everything Paul says, Paul an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the church that is in Colossae, grace from God and peace. So when you begin to get into those details, as they are reading it, they are opening their Bibles. I hope you know that. They are opening their Bibles. Amen. Look at verse 16 first. Look at what it says in verse 15. It says, and when this epistle is read amongst you. Did you see that? So read there is to read it openly. That's what Anagenos do there. Maybe it's not something you read once, you read always, again and again. So see, when this epistle is read amongst many people, it will be read openly to them. Did you see that? Now say, cause it to be read to the church of the Laodiceans. And likewise, you read the epistle from the Laodiceans. Did you see that? Then verse 20, and say to Archippus. So that means they were reading it aloud. Archippus was in church. Everybody knew Archippus is becoming a pain in the neck in church. Archippus come to church. Archippus used to bring people to church. Archippus now wants people to invite him to church. They tell him, Archippus, bro, are you not coming to church? Yeah. I don't know, my back is telling me, but Archippus come to church now. So, Archippus used to bring people inside, bro. Archippus now is people that are bringing him inside that to church. So Archippus has to go and do follow up. Now it's on Archippus that are following up. Pastor is worried. Please make sure that Archippus comes to church. Who is this new pastor? Go and bring Archippus to church. I have work to do. I want to go for one job. What's the country that has to do job on Saturday? I have one job that they call us to come and do. That means the matter has gotten to Paul. That brought Aki. Aki is a pain in the neck. Paul now writes at the end. He now says, say to Archippus. Everybody look here. Let's say I want to choose an archbishop today.
Now, when you say to Archibald, the whole church will tell me that duty.
Everybody, no one gets lost. Amen. So Paul says, say to Archibald, take heed to the business with the Lord, which you receive from the Lord, that thou fulfill it. So everybody will turn to
Archibald, say, take heed. So as a living church, say, Archibald,
By Monday morning, you'll be zealous. They'll just see you doing crusade.
You receive 700 heat. That's all it is. That is what the church is for. Anybody that's taking over in hell will come for it. The first thing I want to see in the church. Don't say it's for your pastor alone. You don't see the person in church today. Next week is this day. Last week is this day. And you don't see the person. Now come carry. You will not act. Just say hi. You are bubbling, you will see your head.
Yeah, 2 million naira
head. Oh shit. See your bling bling. You are a bad sister. You are a bad brother.
Say, huh?
Oh boy. That is when you just go up over. Who is launching this one?
Somebody is going to be in church.
The first thing you should do is because you know that you don't move right there, let me do. Where are you thinking? So my business. You need to be in church now, to is walk last week. Ah! And you are not worried that, brother, this one you are not like Nigerian neighbor. Where is the danger? And I'm like, ah, why do you see? Look at the thing. I'm telling you, next week that brother will come to church anyway. Why? Because everybody is doing their duty of care. Look at the church, why? This is nowhere now. You know where now? Please get the excuse. Do you know that? Even so, before you get to pastor to correct, that is why you feel correction in the body of Christ. He shows you a good friend. And being a good one doesn't mean the person will like you. But if the person thinks of you again, say you are a good friend.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we have a duty to say to who? To say to who? To Archippus.
To say to who? Take heed of their ministry. Hallelujah. So have that duty. You also call for prayer meeting. All through the week. Ask the person. We don't see for prayer meeting. We tell you. But when you yourself you don't attend, how can you attend? So you have to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We have that duty of care. We have a brotherly duty. Some will have a brotherly duty.
Brotherly duty.
See, I do my brotherly duty well. Hallelujah. Amen.